I'm Josie, I take she pronouns.
I'm Faye, I also take she pronouns.
I mean, I've always kind of dressed like been a tomboy since kid, but I don't know, I've hated girly things, but I never really thought much of it, but I don't know.
I mean, like, I quite liked wearing checked shirts and stuff because I felt like, I don't know, you like, sometimes when you see someone on the street and you're both wearing checked shirts and quite typically gay stuff and you kind of have that eye contact of like, yeah, I know what you're doing. And that's quite nice to have that kind of, actually sometimes I have a gay drawer of like my clothes, which is like my, I think my aesthetic is just quite gay, but it's not like I'm trying to be really, it's not like I wake up in the morning like, how gay can I dress today? Apart from, I'm gonna do that tomorrow, but apart from at Pride, I kind of just wear what I've always kind of worn what I'm comfortable wearing. And I don't, there's probably some like thing you could look into about like why queer kids feel comfortable wearing typically queer clothes and to do with identity. And I don't know, I just wear it because I like it. Like, I like wearing it on my body. I don't feel like I'm walking out like I'm representing the bisexuals in the world. I'm often told like I dress quite gay, but it's not like I'm not consciously trying to. I mean, I remember like when I got check shirts and I wore them out, I felt happy because I felt like I was like kind of accepting like I'm wearing this queer stuff and I am queer and it is cool, and it was kind of a self-acceptance thing. But I don't remember consciously being like, now I must dress different. Let's throw out all my clothes. I'm a gay now. We've got to get new ones in.